I'm Eitan Shannon with Awesomeo. We have three plays for you on Friday night's Jock Market slate in the NBA, but we also have a promo code for you with Jock Market. It's Awesomeo. Now, you put in 50, we'll match that $50 deposit. Again, the promo code is Awesomeo, AWESEMO. Let's dive into it. We'll take advantage of fair IPO value that we have on Awesomeo. Alex and company are doing everything to provide projections specifically for you at Jock Market. That's what we do each and every time we bring you plays and picks. Make sure you're using it as well, Awesomeo Plus Platinum, and taking advantage of all we have on site. Now, as far as projections are concerned, compared to a fair IPO value, things change when the ball goes up in the air. That's the beauty of Jock Market. Let's start with Trae Young. We have him projected 38 points, just over that. And I think the difference here on the slate is anybody above him, then there are only six guys above him. One of them is Joel Embiid, who I'm not buying. Trae Young is going up against a battered Sixers team. They still haven't figured things out. And especially with the return of Joel Embiid from an offensive standpoint, things have gotten a little bit clunky. And unfortunately, the one guy for the Sixers standpoint who has dealt with it the most as far as being, I guess, suffering the most with Embiid coming back is Tyrese Maxey. And it's happening on both ends of it. There's a great pathway to a guy in Trae Young who crushed the Sixers in a long postseason last year to do it again this time around in just one game. Take advantage of the fact that Trae Young will probably be forgotten more so than he'll be attacked in the fair IPO price. So win that stage before we actually have tip-off. You can get some really good value, I think, on shares of Trae Young. People are going to be racing still for Joel Embiid. They're expecting this bounce-back game to happen. But compared to what we've seen so far, Trae Young comes off this huge game against the Pacers, as well as who he's going up against with is just a battered and just not truly put together defensive team in the Philadelphia 76ers and all of the issues they're having on offense. Hawks should roll, and it should be a big reason why behind Trae Young in that offense. So let's take advantage of Trae Young first and foremost. Again, we have him projected on site at 38 points, just over that. Alex and Awesomeo have him there. Only six guys ahead of him, and you could easily see a pathway to less resistance in front of Young than anybody in top, including Steph, Paul George, and the likes of Kevin Durant. Now, our second play, we're going to look at a couple of other guys here with some value, and you can attack it on a fair IPO value as well. We have DeAndre Ayton at $10.80 as a fair IPO value. Look at what happened the last time, most recent game against the Golden State Warriors, and Ayton was the reason why Phoenix was able to dominate so much, especially down low, taking advantage of a weaker up front court for Golden State. So I definitely like an opportunity here for Ayton to get it. Doesn't mean he's going to come out smashing by any means, but I think you take advantage of Golden State going on an early run, or maybe Phoenix trying to get a lot of offense from the outside. At some point, there is going to be a regression back to that middle, and that middle will probably move even further, that pendulum swinging into a really big night for Clint Capella. So there are two ways that you can approach it for Capella. You can look at it and say, all right, I want to get in now because of what we just recently saw against the same team, Capella having his way, especially from a multifaceted standpoint, not just points, but rebounds. Or you can wait and see if, in fact, the Suns are down, if, in fact, the Warriors get up, or if the Suns are simply providing a lot of, or getting a lot of their offense from behind the arc, from jump shots, as opposed to going and pounding that post. Capella may, or DeAndre Ayton, pardon me, may not make it as much to the line early on in the first quarter, first half. Don't worry, that's coming as well. So if, in fact, it's a slow start for Ayton, I think you can definitely jump in there and take advantage of people trying to get rid of shares of him. Our last guy's been on a nice little tear here, and we have Jared Allen projected on Awesomeo's Jock Market pricings and projections, which are free for you to use, mind you, just above Ayton at 34.07 points. Ayton was at 33.98 points. And based off of a fair IPO price, I think it's definitely reasonable to spend up just a little bit here for Jared Allen. I mean, we've seen so far, at least recently from a rebounding standpoint, it's going to be built in a little bit low, but still hitting that double digits consistently now. You'd have to go back to the middle of November to find a game in which he didn't have double digit rebounds. Points are there as well. And I think we start to look at a guy who can start providing consistently on a Cleveland team, no matter the result. But it's interesting to note that Jared Allen's performance picking up is coinciding, as you would expect, with Cleveland winning basketball games. Big night the other night, 19 points most recently against Miami, but let's not forget Miami's pretty good defensive team. There's an opportunity here for Jared Allen, again, in a similar way to a Trae Young, where people may not be looking at him as much in the IPO phase before tip-off to get in on some cheaper shares. I wouldn't mind paying up 50, 60 cents more than what we have as far as a fair IPO price for Allen, but I think realistically you won't have to. And this is a great shot here. Shout out to Dan here, who suggested we use Jared Allen, because I think this is the opposite of what we normally talk about, which is paying up and justifying paying up 50, 60 cents more than what Awesomeo has projected for a fair IPO. In this case, I think you're going to slide in. I think you'll find yourself for a fair IPO, what we have for Allen, being about 40, 50 cents under, and that's even more reason to rush to get some shares in Jared Allen. So we have for you Trae Young, we have DeAndre Ayton, and we have Jared Allen. Those are our three plays for you tonight, Friday night in the NBA on Jock Market. We also have that promo code for you, Awesomeo, AWESEMO. We're going to match your first deposit up to $50. I'm Eitan Shander. Have a great night.